Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, National Security Advisor Mike Walls had a signal meeting that is a public message server in which they gave the exact details of when, why, how, and where they were going to do an attack on the Houthis in Yemen, which is called an attack plan, war plans, things that should be top secret, but both of them, because they're idiots, had a f***ing editor of The Atlantic, a newspaper, inside of this signal chat. Now, reporting by Der Spiegel has found that the contact data of some of those officials, including mobile phone numbers, is freely accessible on the internet. Jesus Christ. YouTube, I wasn't even going to talk about this story. I wasn't going to talk about the story, YouTube, because who cares? Who the fuck cares? And don't get me wrong. It's not who should care. We all should care. We all should definitely care, YouTube. I mean, because these are people who are in charge of not only keeping America safe, but keeping the troops, the people who fly the airplanes and who drop the bombs safe, keeping our CIA intelligence people safe. These are the people entrusted in keeping Americans at home and abroad safe. And so we need to know whether or not they're doing that. But when I say who cares, who the fuck cares? I'm saying who cares, actually. The president doesn't care. The president doesn't care. Then he doesn't even know what signal is. He's quoted as saying, YouTube, that everybody gets signals crossed sometimes, or sometimes signals go bad and the guy just hopped off. Wrong answer. It's a messaging app. They're not talking about fucking telegram signals, telephone signals. We're not talking about cell tower signals, you fucking idiot. Who refuses to read an intelligence briefing once in a while. Anything that doesn't have your stupid face on it. He doesn't care. Is it going to be a big trial? Are they going to go to jail over this? No. Are the Republicans going to hold them accountable? I can't even say that without laughing. Who the fuck cares, YouTube? I'd like to know. Really, that's a question. So I wasn't going to report on it because this is everyday, run-of-the-mill, stupidity, moronic action, incredulity by an administration whose entire job, it seems, is simply to destroy everything they touch and see. Whose job it is to destroy the United States government piece by piece and hand it over to Russia. So it's not really news, is it? And then it got worse. So now I have no choice. Let me just read it to you. Jesus Christ. Private data and passwords of senior U.S. security officials found online. So no, it's not just that they invited in the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic to listen in on their war games. On their attack plan, not games, actual attack plan. No, not only that. They're so incompetent. They're so stupid, ignorant, unqualified, moronic, knuckle-dragging, mouth-open, drooling idiots that asking them to have a skiff with which to coordinate these war plans, these attack plans, is way out of the question. We're talking about, can you please keep your passwords off the internet? I'm reading from Spiegel International. Donald Trump's most important security advisors use Signal to discuss an imminent military strike. Yes. Now, reporting by Der Spiegel has found that the contact data of some of those officials, including mobile phone numbers, is freely accessible on the internet. Private contact details of the most important security advisors to the U.S. President Donald Trump can be found on the internet, YouTube. Der Spiegel reporters were able to find mobile phone numbers, email addresses, and even some passwords belonging to the top officials. To do so, the reporters used commercial people search engines, along with hacked customer data that has been published on the web. Those affected by the leaks include National Security Advisor Mike Walls, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, and Secretary of fucking Defense Pete Hegseth. It's worse. You say, I wasn't going to report on it. Because nobody cares. I said that. I spent 5 minutes on that. Nothing's going to happen to them. We know that. Nobody will care. They'll just backpedal. They'll say, what's wrong with you? Of course it's okay. Even though we spent years maligning Hillary Clinton for some private server, the now president took and hid top secret documents in his fucking bathroom. At what point did you think we were going to care about them inviting The Atlantic magazine into their actual attack strike plans? Not only is their incompetence and their stupidity and their brazenness so acute that they would do something like that, these guys have decided to just check it out. Let's just see if we can find their passwords. Yep. Hey, check it out. I wonder if I can get their email addresses and their phone numbers to the Director of National Intelligence. Her password is banana123. These are the top officials in our government. I'm not sure what to say, but at least I brought you the information. I'm just going to bring it to you because now that it's worse, it's worth talking about. It remains unclear, says the article, however, whether this extremely problematic chat was conducted using Signal accounts linked to the private telephone numbers of the officials involved. Tulsi Gabbard has declined to comment. Der Spiegel reporting has demonstrated, though, that privately used and publicly accessible telephone numbers belonging to her and Walls are, in fact, linked to Signal accounts. In case you don't know, unlike Donald Trump says, Signal chat has nothing to do with the towers. It's not about your cell phone, Signal. Signal is an app you can download from the internet that has encrypted person-to-person chat text messaging service. That's what it is. Anybody can use it. The reason why this is a horrible idea, if you are the CIA director, if you are national security advisor, if you're the Secretary of Department of Defense, or you're the National Intelligence Secretary, is all of those conversations should be taking place in a place where it can be called on, if necessary, if things go wrong. Yeah, that's the problem. You see, we know they're incompetent. We know that they're failures. We know that they're stupider than anybody else who has ever served in these positions since the history of the beginning of this country. We know that. We know they're idiots, imbeciles. We know they're mouth breathers, supremacist, white supremacist, racist, fuckwads. We know that. We know they're inbred, imbecilic. We know that. But the problem is, the rules make it so that when they fuck up, we can ask for a Freedom of Information Act request and find out how they effed up. Them doing everything on these private phones over public, chat bots, chat apps, is so that they can erase it. That's the problem. That's the problem. The real problem is they're going around making national security decisions on phones that you cannot get any oversight of. They're doing things illegal on their phones and their computers in ways that can just be deleted and gone away with, that are not recorded in the way and the manner that they're supposed to be recorded, so that the public can see what goes on, so that the public can request the information to find out what went wrong. That's the problem. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Yes, we're being run by imbeciles. Yes, we're being run by imbeciles. Yes, if you voted for this, you're a fucking idiot. You're the problem. You're the weakest link. There's other people out there that will help you feel better about yourself and hope that you come over to our sides. I can't do it. You failed us. All of us. Yes, we know that there will be no consequences for anything. So that's why I don't want to report on stuff like this. Only because now that it's gotten worse, is it now worth even reporting to you? Because maybe you don't already know that not only are they imbecilic, are moronic knuckle draggers, but they're also incompetent in keeping their own passwords and phone numbers off the internet for our enemies to use them against us. Now you know. Go read this. Go read this. Spiegel.de/international. Spiegel. www.spiegel.de/international. Guys, here we are. That's the news. You wanted me? I had to report it. Jesus Christ, because it got worse. But we know nothing's going to happen. So here's what you do. Here's what you do. What's going to happen next is you're going to find something to join and join it. Fight back every day until you have nothing left. Get rid of these clowns in office. It can be done with enough pressure. We just need millions. It's not hard. It's a country of 300 million. One third of that is more than you need. More than you need to do enough damage politically and put enough fear in the hearts of the fucking idiots who won't do anything unless we are outside of their buildings, in front of their cars, blocking their roads to do something. That's the news. Signalgate just got worse. Some fucking how. Appreciate you. Press like, press subscribe, please. Join the channel. We've got a lot of good perks, but we could really use the help because we're spreading the word. Yeah, whatever.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.